Okay, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Innovations in Education. I'm Kevin Hogan. I'm the editor-at-large at eSchool News, and I'm glad you found us for another great conversation I'm anticipating. With me today, Diane Lauer. Diane is the Assistant Superintendent of Priority Programs and Academic Support at St. Vrain Valley Schools in Colorado. Diane, how are you?
I'm super great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I appreciate you coming on. And I'm really looking forward to this conversation as we talked before the recording. We want to focus a little bit on professional development. Now, that's a phrase. That's one of those great education space phrases, right? Like, professional development. And it's kind of conceptual. It's almost kind of theoretical. It's definitely vague. What does that mean? Is it teacher training or all the rest of it? I also think that we need to split this into two conversations, which is BP before the pandemic and then DP and hopefully what we're looking at now, which is AP, which is after the pandemic, and what that phrase means to educators. I suspect around this time last year, that phrase took on a much different meaning than it had before. Am I right?
Yes, absolutely.
Let's talk about it. Let's get into it. The where were you when question. And we're pretty much at that anniversary, right?
I know exactly where I was. I was in the St. Vrain Valley Schools Innovation Center. And we were hoping we would have another week before our spring break. But it was March 12th. It was a Thursday. And we shut everything down. We knew it was coming. But that Friday, we sent everyone home and we lengthened our spring break by an extra week for the kids, but we did virtual training that entire week on our digital platform, on our learning management platform, and just what does it mean to be a remote teacher? And thank goodness we have had one-to-one technology at the secondary level and classroom sets of devices, iPads and Google Chromebooks for years. So our teachers were very tech savvy, but nothing. I mean, you know, it was just like, I just call it like going dark. Like, you know, we all went home to our, you know, homes and our caves and stayed there for 2 months.
Yeah.
March 13th. That was it.
Yeah, that was it. Friday the 13th, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Black Friday. So, gosh, I can't wait to not talk about this anymore. No. But I do think that we do need to talk about it so we can pull some of the best practices. Now, it sounds like your district was already pretty progressive when it came to the use of integrating technology. How much of that was focused on a remote setup or a hybrid setup, though?
Yeah, you know, very little. We did not have hybrid learning. We did not have, we had one remote school up until that point, a virtual school. And then we were really focused on blended learning. And so, you know, our goal has been to provide every one of our students a strong competitive advantage so that they can be successful in a highly complex global environment. We have 33,000 kids. We cover 411 square miles. We're a high achieving district, and our community has invested heavily in our school district. Our families, our local government, our business partnerships value education. And so we know, especially being in a highly tech savvy area with lots of startups, lots of entrepreneurial, tech companies, that our students needed those skills. So we invested about 10 years ago, started really providing 21st century classrooms for our students. But we never thought that we would be virtual teachers. And, now we are, and we're, you know, we'll never go back. We will take everything we learn forward. Yeah.
Now, I'll go back to BP before the pandemic and when I would write or talk with folks about various aspects of professional development one aspect that was always pretty prominent was a resistance amongst teachers who would either be skeptical of the professional development. We had a phrase for a certain group of faculty that we'd call thwatty. That's the way we've always done it. I've taught chemistry